There are a few addresses I'm going to be making. And then we're going to be paying attention to a few things that I want to draw your mind at, so that we could have a successful year. We're going to be looking in a few days ahead on something that I will be probably calling the new year, the new you. The new year, the new you. And it's something that we must pay attention to. So you get to realize that people get into the new year with their old selves. Old selves. No changed thoughts or minds. Same attitudes, same responses, with no iota of urgency. Almost feels like everything is just the same. But the interesting thing is that they have great expectations of what the year comes with. But if you pay careful attention to it, anybody who approaches a season with the same attitude, the same mind, the same focus, is most likely going to have the same results. So you see that everyone is excited and they're happy we're right here in 1st January. But if you ask out a couple of people, what's your plan? You'll be amazed to know they don't have a plan. And we carry up the same attitude into our walk with the Lord. So basic disciplines we should be paying attention to and giving our hearts towards. We realize that we get into the same year with the same response or with the same attitude. I believe that spiritual growth, as it's called, should be quite measurable. Right? It means that there are certain factors that you should be able to look at and say, I've grown in this. That's why it's called growth. And growth is oftentimes evidenced by quite a number of factors that surround it. So when you see somebody grow, you see, physically, just not even worrying about how it presents, but even just physically, you probably will see some muscles extending, biceps, triceps, heightenings, right? Sometimes changes, you oftentimes will see physical changes whenever there is physical growth. So, you must begin to have a very realistic view of your walk with the Lord. I'm talking about the things that's touching your spiritual life. Right? So, everybody has high expectations. It's a new year. Then, oftentimes, by April, you feel like a lot of people just forget again that they are in a new year. Have you realized that? By April, everybody has forgotten. And everybody is now used to like 2024. Right? And it actually looks like the same 2005, 2006, 2007, 2012, 2015, 2019. It's because nothing really changes. But if we want to make the best out of the year and make the best out of what it presents, then there are some great considerations we have to put in place. So oftentimes people enter the year, but they don't enter anew. They don't face the year with some new attitudes that help make the year productive. They've got some habits, lifestyles, characters that they still are clinging onto. And that's quite sad. One of the things I paid attention to concerning my grandfather, who's late now, was that he became more sober and intuitive when he was growing older. And we all knew him. I mean, because I was small, they all knew him. Very quick to anger, a disciplinarian. And all of a sudden, he's old. And he's now advising my mom not to be a disciplinarian. Not as in to be a disciplinarian. She feels, I think you're overdoing this thing. Just be calm. And they were like, are you the one telling somebody else to be calm with discipline? And how, while I was growing up, he will eat meat. And I mean, they give him a lot of meat. So he calls the children and then the children come in, sit together with him, and then he gives the meat to us to chew, right? So oftentimes, when we don't get meat in our soups, we're not too worried because we just know that our grandfather is going to call us for some meat. See, so when you are actually growing older, you seem to become, I mean, more experienced. I'm talking about experience in years, not doesn't necessarily have to do with wrinkling and, you know, breaking down. No, I'm saying when you have more years, I realize that practically from my granddad is that you begin to become more intuitive, right? More patient. Yes, more patient. You will really not like a lot of negative drama, and you tend to speak very less, right? So that's because you have seen quite a number of years on your hands. So what am I saying is that we've entered into this new year and we must begin to pay critical attention to ourselves. Proverbs 19, verse 3. Proverbs 19, verse 3. We'll read it from the KJV, and then we'll take the NLT, and then the Message version. Quite some interesting verses in the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. That's why the foolishness of man perverteth his way. NLT gives a very funny thing when I read it. I mean, it was really funny. But it brings to light what exactly it is I want to communicate to you. Right? So people ruin their lives by their own foolishness. And then are angry at the Lord. Right? So a foolish man has a way of ruining his life. So it's by their own foolishness that they ruin their life. And then they turn back and then they are angry at God. Solomon is quite a wise man, not having much depth into things of Christ and the revelation of Christ. Yet he has great wisdom concerning happenings of life. And he could understand things that are natural and nature oriented. He could pour out wise words of wisdom concerning trees and the sun. And he could pay attention to critical things that are happening and give insight to what he thinks about it. But he's saying here that oftentimes, message is saying people ruin their lives by their own stupidity. So why does God always get blamed? So I'm trying to speak to you about today something that you should pay attention to so that you don't ruin something beautiful and then you now say, God, why? Right? So we want to be wise as we get into the new year, or as we are already in the new year. Why am I speaking about this? Because it gives us that opportunity to have goals and to set goals and to endeavor to reach out those goals that we have set. Many times they end up blaming God. But I believe that oftentimes people throw out just a normal blame on God if something does not go right. The next thing to do is they blame a human. Maybe some human institution. I blame my father. I blame my mother. That uncle should have helped me. He didn't help me. I was going to write my final exam. They sacked me from school fees. So oftentimes they either blame God, they turn around, blame another human. And then lastly, you will oftentimes realize that they also blame the devil. So they catch a thief who's stolen and somebody slaps him from behind and asks him, why did you steal? And then he blames the devil. But these are three things that oftentimes people will throw out blames on. But the funny thing is that they never seem to blame themselves, or they never seem to be open about, you know, what the situation carries and how they played a role in worsening that situation. So they will never blame themselves. So there are times where you have to look at yourself. Pay attention to yourself. Listen to me. Pay attention to yourself. If you pay attention a lot to yourself, you will get to realize what you can do for yourself that makes you better in what God is telling you to do. Have you met people who come to you and they tell you, this person is very proud? And they are actually proud. And I'm like, can't you see yourself. I mean, I don't tell it to them or something. And I'm like, my goodness, you can't see yourself. So oftentimes, we might take time just looking at somebody and saying that the person is like this, while in fact we're exactly like that, or even worse. So many times people like to look around. They like to say, this person is doing this. This person has done that. This person is like this. This is like that. This person has done this. Oh, I don't like the way. But you probably might have a similar attitude, or maybe worse. So have retrospective moments, yeah, where you sit down and you say, what is my life? What is it like? If you are genuine enough to know, God's Spirit is going to show you things about yourself that He wants you to get better at. Maybe you're naturally vile and wild. But you might not know until you sit down and you say, I think I want to have this attitude. I want to change it. Because if you approach the same year with the same attitude, you're not going to have any better results. It's just going to be like one of the years that just passed by. But I know people here are not going to be like that. I believe that so strongly. Yeah. So anytime you get to realize something, it's time to make a change. And many times you have to fight it to get it out of there. You have to fight it to get it out of there. So one of the ways you're going to get in right here is to begin to look at yourself. Yourself. Say, have you seen this boy doesn't really respect? And I'm shocked because you also don't respect like that. So why couldn't you see yourself? And then you go out to pluck someone's stamp of their eye. So look to yourself. Are you listening? You don't want to get into the year the way you got into the year. Because I am also looking, trying to find out. And as you do, God's Spirit will lay on you impressions on things that you should pay attention to. I have major things I should pay attention to in the year. I do. One of the things I told myself this year, just casually, is that I'm going to be accessible. Like, I'm going to be accessible. People should be able to have access to me. I'm talking about disciples. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm saying I should be able to be accessible. Because maybe I'm not that accessible. So when you pay attention, God's Spirit will show you things that can make it better. Understand? Attitudes that you should change. Sometimes you're supposed to be making even more disciples than the number you have. But there's just something that's not causing it to become any better than it actually is presently. if you ask the Lord and you think about it, he'll show you what to do. Maybe sometimes you're so impulsive. You think, if I was very impulsive and angry at any least thing anybody did, I'll have some of you. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. So there is just something that makes the word thrive and increase. And you have to find that thing. A student, you need to look at yourself. You see, last semester, I did this. That was why I was able to make some good grades. But there was this, I wasn't able to make a very, very excellent grade. I want to become better at it. And then you start to find out ways, because that's how you can make it better. So God's giving us all the gift of a new year. But we will have to make that year what we want it to become. So, oftentimes taking personal responsibility is that key to seeing great progress. If you are in the year, it should be something to you. And you should be ready to cause things to change. I was saying this morning that man's life comprises a spectrum of things. So you see that there's a spiritual life of man. There is a career life of man. There is maybe an academic life of man. There's a social life of man. A marital life of man. So you can almost tell that man has sectors of his life. And you want to be able to pay attention. Now, there are some of them that are not open yet because of years or age. Like, for example, marital life. That's okay. You can put, but you have academics to face. You have your spiritual life to face. So face it. Are you listening? And just don't get into it. You say, oh, as well as we are here. And then you keep doing the same old things. Maybe you were realistic as touching your spiritual life. You saw that, okay, last 2 years, I think I had a prayer life than I do now. It's time to adjust. So you're going to make progress in your walk with God. In fact, if you're going to make progress in anything else that you do, you will have to assume personal responsibility. Learn to say, what can I do? What should I do? How do I do? Obviously, knowing that the Holy Spirit in you, God's Spirit, leads you and guides you and instructs you. And when you receive promptings or impressions, make sure you do those things that he has asked you to do. So we want to have a great year. Don't look too far. You became somebody's disciple. Well, it's time to also make disciples. So what progress can you make in the year? Think about it. Have realistic views on this. Many times we're just lazy, that's all. We're just lazy. it's going to start with you. It's going to start with you. Don't blame anyone. Don't blame the devil. Don't blame your father. Don't blame your mother. Look to yourself. See how you can become better. More evangelisms, more prayers, more devotions. Those are things you should be giving to. In this year, I want to raise more stronger men in discipleship. More stronger men. And that's why I'm going to be meeting people in small groups. And I will be strengthening the work. So you can almost tell that there must be something that you have as a plan. Have a plan. Have a plan. Let me tell you something. If you tell yourself that by the close of next year, I'll have 10 disciples, you'll be shocked. You'll get them. And then you start to work towards it. See, by the close of the year, I'll have a consistent, steady, and growing prayer life. You will achieve it. Because many times we're not just realistic. We just say, we're going to pray 5 hours every day. But you know you've not even started to pray in 40 minutes in a day. So what you do must start out with 40 minutes. Start out with 30 minutes in a day. 20 minutes in a day. And have a steadily growing prayer life. It means that when we see the curve, that life becomes better and better and better every time. You say, last year I was able to make 3 disciples. Next year, I want to make 10. I want to make 20. I want to make 30. I want to make 50. I want to make 100. I want to make 3. So you must be on that verge. It's like you're ready for it. For some of us, we might not even have to make, we have to strengthen. And as we strengthen, they in turn will be making. So while you make, you strengthen. While you make, you strengthen. I started having impressions on paying attention to giving at the latter part of the year. And I've started giving. Yeah. And it's one of my priorities also. So you must have a plan. Let me tell you something. I'll show you a book I wrote when I was 19 or 18 years old. It wasn't a book I wrote. It was something I typed on my laptop. And I said this. If I can remember rightly, I said, by the time I'm 25 or 26 years old, I should be flowing in the things of the Spirit massively. Yeah, I wrote it when I was about 18 years old. Or 17, one of them. And I gave my time a period, myself a period. And I started working towards that period. So I'm going to raise the bar again. You see that? There's some of you, you have not seen certain miracles. You will say, in this year, I will see this. And the issue is not whether you see it or not. The issue is that you have said you see it, so you are working towards it. That's all. That's all. I had a book. Let me tell you something. I had a book that I wrote out manifestations that I wanted to see. Yeah, I had a book and I wrote out manifestations. So when I say a book, that time I had a laptop. So I used to type. I used to type a lot. I'll show you. I mean, so for those of you who have the opportunity to see it. And I wrote out the manifestations I wanted to be seeing. So many of us will need to have attitudes. A certain attitudes you must have. Because I also realized that I don't really have ministry friends. I mean, many people that I minister for, they are not my friends. I mean, I just minister for them, that's all. We might have, I know him, but well, I don't have a friend, like, friend. So I was thinking about it, I was like, maybe you should have one. You see that? Yeah. So, relationships. Some of you will have to have certain relationships. I'm talking about romantic relationships. It should be in the plan that in this year, it doesn't have to happen by all means. But I'm open to this also. So you must have things that you are hoping to have and do. So in this year, I'm going to be more accessible. Some of you have already tried calling me and you realize that I picked immediately. Immediately. I already picked. But before that, I probably will not pick like that. If once I'm doing something, when your call comes, I'm not able to pick it. So it's one of the things I'm trying, hoping to do. And I'll not be texting. I'm just sharing some of these things with you so you know how little I've gone and how high I've climbed to have plans in all of these. See that? Yeah. So these are all things that you put in place so you can become better. You can become much, much better. Some of you don't have relationships with your parents. It should be in one of your aspirations for the year. You say, I have a very not too good relationship with my mom or with my dad or with some aunties. And you say, because I want it to be better, I'm going to find a way to do that. So you don't blame anybody else. So you take personal responsibility. And that's actually your key to progress and your key to doing well. A key to becoming what God wants you to do. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to your character. Sometimes, if you pay attention, you will see. Yeah, if you pay attention, you will see. Some of you are not really able to flow and blend amongst people. You almost seem to have, you know, a secluded attitude. You must say, I'll change this thing because it's not of Christ. Yes. Yes. Some of you cannot speak meaningfully and have genuine love. You're speaking meaningfully, having genuine, enjoyable sessions with people. Once you realize that that's you, it's time to make a change on that. You say, I'm going to try to become better. We close from a meeting in our church, you just disappear. So you pay attention to all of these aspects. That's how we're going to have great things happen in our lives. So it's a new year. And there are new things that you were not, that you are suddenly becoming in Jesus' name. Many times you're just angry with everybody. Just angry. And you say, I think I've realized this. I have to change. I have to change. I have to change it because it's not good. It's not something I want to keep and I want to have. So it's a new year and there are new things you are introducing. I'm saying that things you were not before, you are adding them to yourself so that you can be a complete, wholesome, lovely, blissful person. Some of us can't really understand people. That's something you must begin to realize. And you say, I think I'm not able to. Sometimes it's all about you and all about you and all about. You must begin to realize and see and start to change. Because it can't always all about. So, in the year, I want you to introduce things that are worthy of God's word into your life. You know, introduce them into your life. I can be very quiet. Yeah. Can be very, very quiet. Naturally, I'm not somebody who disturbs a lot. I mean, naturally, I'm not someone who disturbs. If you see me, you tell. During the Holy Ghost meeting, a small girl walks to me and she tells me outside of the meeting, she says, I have a word for you. And I said, wow, you have a word for me. She said, yes. She said, God told me to tell you that you should look bold. And I said, Jesus. I mean, she's trying to tell me I look very timid. Yeah. So these are all things that you can begin to correct. Yeah. The small guy is trying to tell me I look timid. And I'm sure after she had seen me minister, she said, but I thought this guy was very timid, right? And we see him do something. So she's telling me that not that what you have, you must be very bold because of what you have. You see that? Yeah. And I took counsel on that. So you get to realize that there are things that we have to become. I believe that people change and people change for good. Especially when they can identify what it is there is to change and then they change it. Many times I get to realize, oftentimes when I saw people who were hot-blooded, very active, very flowing, very, I felt like these people were not anointed. Every time, that's how I felt. I felt, this person is not really anointed. Because you always needed to be very calm and composed. Like me, not everybody. But you see, even as I grow as a pastor, I pray for people who are more red-blooded and red-hearted and very wild and vile and very active and flowing. Yes, I appreciate some of these people. We're going to have more of them because I'm trusting God for more of that. See, everybody wants to be sanctimonious and pious. Now, being sanctimonious and pious is good. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there are certain places where you cannot be sanctimonious and pious. So, begin to look to yourself. In the subsequent days, I'm going to actually narrow down on three things that I'm going to teach you that makes you a new person. I mean, the new year with a new you. I'm going to talk to you about three different things. There are several other things, but God's laying on my heart to speak to you about these three different things. And then we'll narrow down on them individually and then expand them. Sometimes you look at yourself and you say, I am sorry, sir. Please, I'm naturally a shy person. It's time to change that. Because you can't always be shy. You shouldn't always be shy. You must be able to walk to people and just be bold and talk to them and share your views and air your views. You know, just begin to break out of that shell. Begin to break out of it. Break out of it. You must be able to do certain things. So when you look into your life, begin to ask the Lord to show you things that you have to change. Things that you have to change. There are things that everybody has to change. I'm telling you, I can be in a house with you for a year. You don't know that I'm there. Yeah. But I sat down and I said, it's not a good thing. It's a very bad thing. You can't always be to yourself. You are a very selfish person when you talk like that. Oh, I love my company. How about other people? Tomorrow I'll show you a scripture. The ladies, those of you who like your company, they'll tell you that a woman who is of the Lord and is of service to the Lord has to be hospitable. You know what it means to be hospitable? It means that when people are coming to your homes, you are excited to cook, to laugh with them, serve them plates, and tell them, please don't leave my home. Stay a little bit longer. That's when people are coming to your house. Why are they coming? Ah, how many people are coming? 8. No. Go and meet them somewhere. 8, they are coming. I have to cook. Once you realize it's a bad thing, it's a bad thing. Your uncles come to the house, you are in your room. They have to now call you. Please come out, let's see you. It's not a good thing to have. Because it shows a kind of defect in yourself. And you don't want to have defects. Yes, you don't want to have defects. So, begin to think what it is that I have to change about myself. What is it? Do I believe there are things that I have to change? And that's how the new year is going to get better. You see your relationships flourishing. You see your spiritual life becoming better. Saying, yes, I acknowledge I've not prayed and I don't pray. Now I'm going to pray. I acknowledge, see, I never evangelize. But this year, I've realized that not giving myself to evangelism is not a good thing. I've always fought discipleship, and I've always thought discipleship is not my thing. But I've come to realize that God's plan for me is discipleship, and He wants me giving to discipleship, and then you give yourself to it. Sometimes you are not even making disciples, but it doesn't really move you. You're not really interested. No, you must look around, tell her what's wrong, and then you start to correct it. Yeah. You can ask your disciples and the people that teach you. They will also be able to tell if you are a good wife or a good Christian or not. It's true. This is very true. It's very true. When they tell you to do something, you say, that's, you are showing signs already. So there are things you need to see and you can begin to correct. And you begin to correct. So we're going to have a great year. I believe that. Sometimes you hear me teach on, you know, just maybe the manner of the believer during a service or something. And we've taught you how to rejoice. We've taught you how to sing. We've taught you how to lift up hands. But you realize that you're not really doing it. You see, it's time to say, no, I shouldn't. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. I should begin to be able to flow and be free and be fine and be excited and laugh and speak to people and show them love. Once you realize that somebody says something and you despise what they say with laughter, you see that. But that's not a good thing. And I don't want to have that happening in our midst. It's like someone tells you something, you just laugh it off. It's like you treat people's issues without care. Don't tease anyone. Unless, of course, you are like that with them. Let's respect one another. What somebody else says, please, I don't like this. Don't do it to them. It's a good thing to have. If someone tells you, I don't like, don't do it to them. Apologize when you do it to them. And don't do it to them. When they are talking to you, listen to what they are telling you. Let's have that heart for everyone. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes. So there are certain things you must begin to change. Sometimes shared disobedience, you must begin to change. And we're going to have a great year. You're going to have a great year. We're just right into the year. I'm telling you, I've had many great years, but I believe this is the commencement for me of greater years ahead of me. Yeah, I believe that. And if you are my disciples, it means you can just hang on in. Just hang on. That we've had so many great years. But this kind of a year supersedes the glory of the previous years that we have experienced. So begin to approach the years we have ahead of us seriously. There's prophecy ahead of us. And many times, you must trust what God is doing in the ministry. God is not doing the same thing everywhere. To the base or foundational level, it's literally the same. But he doesn't do it exactly the same everywhere. So what God is doing here might be different from what he's doing in another place. And as part of people knowing what God wants us to do is to be able to hang on with it and believe it. And I know we believe it. Many times I was telling myself that the reasons why we cannot approach prayer like any other ministry is because of the demand on us as a ministry with what God wants to do with us as a ministry. So while some other teaching ministry is saying, because some teaching ministers just believe that you don't need to pray rigorously, you don't need to pray very, very long. You know, that's just the teaching of the word and teaching of the word and teaching of the word. That's to an extent of what God's called them to do. But the moment you hear prophecies going ahead of us, of flows and levels of flows and depths of flows, and things that we must be giving to, then you should tell that much more of this activity is needed in and amongst us to wield this reality that has been spoken over us. You understand? Yes. So I believe that all of these things should guide and guard us into what we have to do as a people. So it's a new year, a new you. Sometimes you can talk from morning to evening. Abba, don't you get tired? When you sit down to have retrospective sessions for yourself, just say, myself, look at yourself in the mirror. What is wrong? And then oftentimes he'll come to you. You talk too much. Morning till evening. You can just be talking. No, it's not good. Begin to change that. Loquaciousness is actually a fruit of the flesh. Loquaciousness. There are some places you need to be quiet. So I'm talking about changes that you can introduce. Changes that you can introduce to your life that makes the year an exciting and pleasant one. Sometimes it's just diligence. So it's just sheer laziness. Just lazy. How to even get out of your bed is a problem. Hey, you must begin to change. Are you listening to me? Get up, jump out of your bed and say, I cannot be lazy. I will not be lazy. I refuse to be lazy. Some of you two are naturally slow. Eh? Begin to fight that kind of life of, I'm slow. You people should wait for me. I'm slow. No, start to be fast. Eh? Be doing things fast. So you are introducing things into your life that makes you better and that makes you productive. Lord is helping someone. The Lord is helping someone to introduce things into their lives that make them better people. I don't know if there's anyone like that here, but some people like fooling. They just like to be sarcastic all the time. You say something, they are sarcastic. Say something, they are sarcastic. You realize that this person is not wise. It's not every time you should always be sarcastic. They can fool anything they want to fool with it. Just present anything on the table. They want to just treat it lightly and loosely. It's not every time you should be smiling to me. Because I smile to you. It's not every time you should be smiling to me. It's not every time you should be saying things to me and laughing. It's not every time you should be saying things to me and laughing. There's times where you'll be serious. When we are laughing, we are all laughing. Many times people mistake this and then they start to just flow in the moment. Like every time is laughter time. When you do that, you're not smart. Or every time is smiling time. You're not smart if you do that. Are you listening? You must know the opportunity that presents itself with and flow in that character that's demanded. Sometimes you can see your pastor just laughing with you concerning something. And then he becomes serious concerning something again. You must be quick enough to switch back. The fact that we talk to you about fufu and we are laughing and does not mean that every time you just be laughing. No. When you do that, you are not smart. We say something that's funny, you are laughing. The moment we switch into getting serious, forget about the laughter and approach things in that same spirit of honor. That's how you can be smart. Are you listening? Yes. So learn to separate when you're dealing with, you know, a natural person where there's something funny, we're all laughing at it. The moment the switch just happens, you should switch back. Don't have that attitude of not knowing how to switch. Reverend Onaika shares a very fond story about his wife. And I think he said this at Yakal some time back. And he said he's so amazed of how his wife is able to switch from like woman of God to wife and woman of God to wife and woman of God back. Yeah. He says sometimes he can even be, you know, literally having, you know, very, in quotes, silly moments, laughter. They're just laughing here and there, enjoying themselves. And they're actually saying some very funny things. And the wife is even refuting and saying, no. And then he realizes that he just switches. And the wife just, yes, sir, man of God. Yes, pastor, say. And he doesn't normally understand. That's what he said at Yakal House. He says that the wife is able to switch from like husband to man of God back. And maybe sometimes you can just be laughing, you know, and he says something and the wife is even against it and trashes it. And then he switches back into his man of God and he says, okay, let's do it. Like, and the wife just goes suddenly like, yes, sir, pastor, say, yes, sir, sir. And he's like, hey, what's going on? So he said that oftentimes we must know how to switch. And these are things that you should begin to have in the new year. Yeah, the new year. Your teacher can be somebody you laugh with. But when the switch comes, be quick to switch to. Right? When it comes, be quick to switch. Now, I get to realize many times that when the anointing is on me, I don't like a lot of... Even when you smile to me, then it's like you're making me angry. Yes, I can tell you for a fact. Like you're trying to play when it's on. It's like it's upon me. And that's when sometimes you can see that men of God, they get angry because maybe they had spoken to the man who was in charge of the microphones. And they had told him, go and work on it. We don't want any disturbances with the microphone. Now they go in there to flow. And the microphone is doing tree, tree, tree. And then they just lose it. That's because at that point in time, you are still trying to bring them back to whom they are naturally. So you must learn to. You can be laughing with your teacher, da, 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 da. And then he just says, but you know, as concerning discipleship, let's that moment you switch from being that funny flowing to seriousness. You can be laughing about something. And then maybe you just switch and say, concerning what you asked, that's when you drop that. So you must, these are all the changes you begin to introduce into your life. Are you listening? So that you can become better and better and better. Are we going to introduce those changes? I'm hoping I'm covering many of the things I'm supposed to cover and all of that. But I'm just giving you an overview that there are new good things that are praiseworthy that you must begin to introduce in your life, and you drop off the old things, and that's how you're going to have a really productive year. Father, we thank you that you're laying impressions on our hearts on the things that we should change in our lives, and the things also that we should introduce into our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that in this year we're going to make more disciples, we're going to pray more, we're going to be giving to much more devotion. We're also going to be giving to the flow of the Spirit. We're going to give much more to laying on of hands, demonstrations of the Spirit. Yes, Lord, we're going to do this. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're going to do this. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Did that help you?